regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Yeah, Richard, you keep your hand on that right there, because we may not have to turn it down. I'm going to make somebody sing in this next few minutes. I'm going to tell you right now, someone is going to sing. We're about to have some live music here at the Plaza Diner. Why, you might be asking at home? Well, because we've got Center Stage Theater here. Carla Sullivan is here. And we also have Justin Zenchuk here, who is the star of your upcoming show, Avenue Q.
Oh, he's a star.
I mean, yes. I'm very excited to have you both here. It's so great to talk about Center Stage Theater in Shelton, because you guys do such amazing work. I mean, Carla, I'm going to start with you and just talking about the legacy that I think Center Stage has built over the years, why it's such a staple here in Shelton.
Absolutely. So we are celebrating our 20th anniversary here.
Yes.
In Center Stage. We have an amazing season. We opened up with Guys and Dolls, and that was an incredible success. 3 weekends, full audiences, full cast. We went on to the last 5 years, which is the complete opposite. Only 2 people in the show, live music, and it was just phenomenal. One of the best things I think we've ever done. And now we really pivot to something different and new for us, Avenue Q. This is a contemporary musical, also about 20 years old, so very appropriate, but some content is a little inappropriate, I would say. I think you definitely have to come and bring your sense of humor. It is clever and smart and fun and just a great story. And as you know, Justin is playing a role in the show. He is actually one of the few humans in the show, because the show is done with puppets.
Yes, it's really cool.
It is really cool and really fun, and we're super excited to present it starting next Friday.
Avenue Q, I remember, because I wouldn't say I'm a Broadway baby in the sense that I've ever stepped on Broadway. I have been to so many Broadway shows, though. I'm a huge theater nerd, which is how you and I connected so long ago, Carla.
For sure.
I remember when Avenue Q first came out on Broadway, and it was about 20 years ago, and there was just something very different and unique about it, so I love the fact that you're bringing that here to Shelton, which is, again, such an opportunity, especially if going in and out of the city is not ideal. I know for myself, I have lost that side of me. I think just, you know, going all the way down to the other end of the state is overwhelming to me. So to be here in Shelton and to bring that kind of talent here is awesome. Justin, I come to you.
Here we go.
Here we go, baby. I mean, I'm so excited. You get to be a human. How exciting
for
you.
I know. No puppet. Wait. So I have a crazy fun fact.
Love that.
So do you know that Avenue Q won the Tony Award for Best Musical over Wicked?
No. But I'm actually not surprised.
Isn't that insane?
That's wild to me.
So that is like the crazy fun fact.
I love that.
Literally people are like, Wicked. Wicked's going to win. Wicked's going to win.
Right.
Oh, no. Avenue Q won.
Here's the
thing. Musical about puppets.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to be honest. Listen, I don't have Idina Menzel sitting in front of me, but I am so glad I've got Justin Zenchuk sitting in front of me.
You got me, baby.
Because you are a real character. You can tell that you are doing what you were born to do. And talk about sort of the thrill you have in doing a production like this.
Woo! So, yeah. So I kind of do it all, right? I direct, I lighting design, I choreograph, I do it all. So for a while, I haven't performed.
Really?
So like,
what do you prefer, behind the scenes on stage?
Ooh,
I know it's picking your favorite child.
It's really tough.
I'm gonna make you do it.
It's
I told
really
you I didn't
tough.
Have singers. I lied
I know,
to you. Sorry.
I know. It's so tough. I love it both.
Yeah.
You get a different accomplishment from both sides.
It's
so different.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on the stage, of course you're getting that applause and everything, but then when you're off the stage, you don't, because you're not right there. The audience
but
doesn't
you're
see you
watching
it. So it's why it's like
taking your kids to Disney. You do it to watch them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's that same magic. You got to be part of that creative process.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation we could have about Disney.
Right.
Like, we could
we're
talk
big
about
Disney people.
We're big
I know.
Disney people. So.
I knew the synergy was here as soon as I sat down. I was like, oh, these are my kind of people.
Yeah. So
it.
Anywho. Yeah, so it's crazy to be back on stage. I was on stage 2 years ago, and I was like, you know what? I think it's time to get back. I'm back on stage. It's scary, because, you know, like, the whole cast, like, we have full-time jobs. Like, we have a life outside of this. This is our little side thing. So, you know, like, rehearsing and learning lines and doing all that. It's a lot. But what's so special about Center Stage is that we have such a beautiful community that fosters so much love for the art. And it's just so great to be doing this hilarious musical. Like, what's really great about this one is that, like, you just come and just sit and laugh. Like, you don't have to think.
We need more of that. We need more of that. I mean, it really, I think it is certainly something. I know you had mentioned, Carla, that this is probably more for, would you say teenage and up? Would you say more young adults and up? What do you think?
Yes. I think we said on our website 14 and up. I think it's like a PG-13.
That's
again,
cool.
A little bit of inappropriate, funny humor. But
we love a little bit of that.
Yeah, it definitely is one of those where you leave your troubles outside and just come in and laugh and have a great time and really get to learn about,
these
characters.
I love it.
For sure.
And how long is Avenue Q going to be running?
So we run from June 6th to the 15th on Sundays. Both Sundays we have two shows, a 2 o'clock and then a 6:30 p.m. Great time of year when it stays light later to have a little bit later show on a Sunday night. Two shows on Father's Day. So what a great thing.
Awesome.
Bring your dad to the theater. Have a few laughs. It's going to be a really great time.
I meant what I said, Justin. You're going to sing something. So start to think about what that's going to be while I ask Carla this next question. How do you decide and how do you get what your next production is going to be? I get asked that question a lot whenever we highlight our local theaters. How do you know what your next show is going to be? How do you curate that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are planning already next season right now. It's not easy. Justin knows this. When I took this job almost 4 years ago, we had been closed from COVID. We were just reopening. And John Carraro, who's our board chair, and Justin and I sat down in a room. And the guy said, oh, let's do Cinderella. I'm like, sure, great. Let's do whatever we did. I don't even remember. Whatever shows we did that season. Oh, sure. Yeah, great. Then I start getting into the job. And it's like, okay, so how do we costume this? How do we build a set? How do we get the actors? How do we get the tech people? Blah, blah. So then the next season we go to plan. And they're like, how about this? And I'm like, wait a minute. We can't do that because we need this, that, and the next. So it actually has gotten harder
to think
plan
so.
The season.
Yeah.
We need to be able to accomplish it successfully in a theater of our size with mostly amateurs or people that don't do this full time with a very, very lean budget. And we want to make sure that we stay. Our mission is about high quality, affordable, local, as we were talking about before. And we want to give our audiences the best possible experience and we want to be able to execute successfully. So it's a balance of things that are more classic and traditional that'll appeal to a certain audience, but then also introducing new things or things that people have never seen before. That they don't necessarily want to go into New York to see. They want to be able to see it right here in Shelton, Connecticut. So.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember when Avenue Q came out, and I have to confess, I never did go to see it on Broadway. So obviously, it was so that 20 years later, I could see it right here in Shelton.
Absolutely.
And for people who are still on the fence right now, I'm putting you to it, Justin. You got to do it. You got to just give me like
from
a
the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Like a little ballad or something.
So I sing a little bit of this. I go, when I was little, I thought I would be a big comedian on late night TV. But now I'm 32, and as you can see, I'm not. Oh, well, it sucks to be me. It sucks to be me.
Why do I relate to this so much?
And it's crazy because I'm actually 34, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You're like, wait, why am I talking about myself?
No.
I'm like, no.
So it's like it's a little close to home.
Far from it. I think it rocks to be you.
Yeah, no.
You also have a fantastic voice. I could see why you were casting
some of the
stars.
It's a little early, but it's okay.
I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but the entire diner went quiet.
Like,
they're like, oh, wait, someone's singing right now. So there you go. There's your preview.
Like,
if you could sing in the middle of the diner, you have no issue getting up on stage in a little bit. You're going to be fine. Carla Sullivan, I want to thank you, Center Stage Theater, and Justin Zenchuk, I want to thank you as well, starring in Avenue Q, which is coming June 6th to the 15th. Tickets are on sale, right?
Absolutely.
You can get them online. CenterStageShelton.org is the website. CenterStageShelton.org. Thank you both so much for being part of our diner tour. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Melissa.
You're
this
so welcome.
Awesome.
I'll see you on stage next time. Don't forget about me, okay?
Don't you worry about it. I won't.
Don't forget about
us
forget little about radio people over here. No, I'm going to come find you, Justin.
Deal.
Don't you worry.
Right back at you.
I can't wait. CenterStageShelton.org. You can see Justin and the entire cast of Avenue Q right here at Center Stage Theater starting June 6th.